Now we return to news items. Two charities benefit from fundraising initiatives. First, however, there are always stories about roads. News about the Acle Strait, the Western Link Road, and dangerous drivers make the paper this week. A new speed limit has come into effect on the Acle Strait, National Highways has confirmed. New signs showing 50 miles an hour were installed along the road last month, but there was some doubt as to whether the restriction was in force. A National Highways spokesperson has said the 50 mile an hour limit is now in effect and enforceable. It began on April the 29th. Cameras will be installed along the notorious stretch of the road over the summer.
Efforts to come up with an alternative to the ditched Norwich Western Link route have been caught up in limbo, say frustrated council leaders. Senior councillors at Norfolk County Council say they're being hamstrung in their efforts to put forward a different route or alternative solution for the controversial road. But critics say the Conservative-led council should have had a plan B in place long ago and accuse them of looking to kick the can down the road so it stops being their problem. The death knell for the council's chosen route for the £274 million road to connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 was sounded earlier this year when the government said it would not go ahead in its current form. It came after Natural England objected to a 3.9-mile road which included a viaduct over the Wensum Valley because of the presence of protected bats along the route. The County Council has also, so far, spent £56 million on the project. The authority received a boost when the government confirmed it would not be expected to pay back £33 million previously given towards the scheme.
Children at a city infant school have raised awareness of the dangerous drivers and illegal parking they face during the school run. Pupils at Lionwood Infant School, along with their parents, walked from the one-stop shop in Quebec Road to the gates of the school in Telegraph Lane to highlight the issue. Josh Worley, Green Party councillor for Thorpe Hamlet, said, "It's great to see people taking the initiative and highlighting the problems around the school. Drivers are going too fast, mounting the pavements, parking on the school zigzags and blocking footways or dropped curbs."
A charity has set itself an ambitious fundraising challenge to mark its 220th anniversary. Vision Norfolk, a charity supporting people with sight loss, aims to raise £220,000 over the next year. The money will be used to boost the support it offers to people living with sight loss across the county. The charity is encouraging people to come up with the fundraising initiatives themed around the number 220. This could include doing an activity for 220 minutes continuously, taking a 220-mile challenge, or setting a target of raising £220. Some challenges already planned include two dancers who aim to dance with 220 different partners in one weekend, and a group of volunteers who are crafting and selling 220 stuffed toys.
A bubble-filled event has raised £54,000 for East Anglia's children's hospices. The Norwich Bubble Rush, held at the Norfolk Showground, saw 1,600 participants walk, run and dance through a 5K course filled with rainbow-coloured bubbles. Emma Cook, events fundraiser at Each, said, "It was a fantastic day and another huge success. Everyone had such fun, and it's always a pleasure to see so many happy, smiling faces and hear laughter all around. These are funds that will make a significant, lasting impact on the care and support we provide to families across the region." The amount is expected to increase as more donations come in. Ms. Cook added, "We've had some lovely feedback since the weekend, with people describing it as an amazing, brilliant and flawless event. They also spoke about the great, incredible cause they were supporting, and our thanks go to everyone who signed up and took part.
Next, our first feature. Derek James never fails to interest with his nostalgia column in the Evening News. This week he tells us of a Norfolk project which brings to life American GI stories from the war. His article is read by Ian Robertson.